Good afternoon. The front that brought showers to our area yesterday continues to track away off the eastern seaboard, taking the unseasonably mild air along with it. Back to normal temperatures today with highs around 60 and even into the lower to mid-60s in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. And these locations will have more in the way of sunshine, while a weak disturbance passing by in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will produce more of the way of in-and-out sunshine across the rest of the region, and even the risk of a few passing showers, especially across the higher terrain. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, with lows averaging around 40. For tomorrow, another spoke of energy will head in our direction, and we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. There is the chance of a few late-day showers, and highs will be in the upper 50s. That disturbance will swing through on Thursday night and leave us with a few more showers left over on Friday. Skies will be mostly cloudy on Friday afternoon with that disturbance still close by and highs reaching into the middle and upper 50s. Behind that next disturbance, even cooler air for the upcoming weekend. Skies will be mostly cloudy with unsettled air over us on Saturday. Highs will only be near 50 with a chilly northwest wind flow and a few scattered rain showers. Even some wet snowflakes possible on Saturday afternoon in the highest terrain. On Sunday, the coolest air of the season will be overhead with a mix of sun and clouds and that chilly breeze persisting only in the middle to upper 40s. A lot of places seeing a frost on Sunday morning. If not then Monday morning. On Monday afternoon, we'll have brilliant sunshine, but it'll be cool with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Eventually into Tuesday in the middle part of next week, we'll have a nice warming trend, highs back up towards 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across the transverse and peninsular mountain ranges of Southern California. Seasonably high moisture content in the air is expected to contribute to at least modest destabilization today. Models suggest that heating across the mountains inland of the Southern California coast will add to the instability as cyclonic mid-level winds strengthen in excess of 30 knots. This environment appears at least marginally favorable for severe storm development, perhaps including isolated supercell or two. Large hail, though, seems to be the primary severe hazard, but locally strong wind gusts may also be possible before the storms weaken this evening. And Tropical Storm Kapu is located about 750 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, Japan. Kapu is expected to intensify into a typhoon and approach the Philippines this weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 81, set in 1920, and the record low, 21, in 1958. Sunrise this morning at 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:15 p.m., 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower today and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a late-day shower possible in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers Friday in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool on Saturday with scattered showers, perhaps a wet snowflake or two in the high peaks, near 50 for a high. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, breezy and cold in the mid to upper 40s. Sunny but chilly Monday in the upper 40s. And milder on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds near 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.